You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
I'm Bertrand Tungandami on NITV Radio and having a yarn with Auntie Pam Patterson. We're talking about breast cancer awareness and sharing Auntie Pam's journey, battling and beating breast cancer, also sharing some advice to women in general, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women in particular. Auntie Pam, to start off, how prevalent is breast cancer in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities?
There is a lot of breast cancer. People need to go and have their mammogram checkup every year, like I had. I had been having checkups every year. And then one year in 2016, then I was informed by letter that I had breast cancer. What I would like to say, it is important for all women of any colour to have mammogram checkup each year, and especially our Aboriginal women.
How long did they say you'd had this cancer before it was discovered?
They caught it early. And I was very lucky because I'd gone to the centre to have the mammogram test, and then I received a letter a couple of weeks later, and I knew straight away, since I saw that letter, I thought, I have breast cancer. So they caught it really quickly, and I've been lucky, and I have been breast cancer free now for 5 years.
Fighting breast cancer is one of the scariest thing for any woman. I know from my own family, friends who have gone through it, and it's a tough battle.
For myself, I was very positive, you know, during this journey, and this was the key for me, to be positive, to be active, to keep, I was working all the time, you know, I was doing all the things that I normally do. I think by being positive, this is what has got me through my journey, and to be kept busy.
You kept working despite the condition.
Oh yes, so I was working, I was still running. I mean, when I had the operation, I was home for about a week, and I was just so bored that I went out and I ran 5Ks. With my arm in a sling. I was still stretching, doing everything, because I just thought to myself, oh gosh, just because I've got breast cancer, I'm not going to stop doing my exercise, because the exercise is very important to me. I am still exercising, and I started my journey of looking after myself when I turned 50.
Yeah.
Well, I'm 78 now, and I have been doing on this journey for 28 years exercising. I have been swimming. I run. I've done 7 half marathons. I've done many triathlons. And, you know, I did my first try at 58.
So you're already a fit and really healthy person, and still you got this thing happen to you. How did you receive the information? Because not everyone gets it very... I've seen people getting depressed and being low, completely shaken for weeks on.
I'm more depressed now with this COVID than I was, you know, with the breast cancer. And when I was diagnosed, during that week, it was announced that the football Dreamtime game at the G was going to be named after my father, Pastor Sir Doug Nichols. So when I went to the hospital and they said to me that I had the breast cancer, I said to them, well, no, I'm too busy to have an operation. I'm helping to organise a football game, the Sir Doug round, after my father. And that was it. It just wasn't in my head. I was very busy with the football thing.
But then the treatments that are available out there, because this is something that can be treated.
I had radiation therapy for about 6 weeks every day.
Yeah.
I used to go in the morning because I worked. So after I had my treatment, I would go to work. I did this every day, and that was, you know, I was really quite sick with the radiation therapy.
What was your occupation before all this?
So I sit on the courts as an elder.
Yeah.
All the courts in Melbourne, and I have been sitting on the courts since 2005, and I was also, up till recently, a community member of the Adult Parole Board. I'm also involved in our Aboriginal community here in Shepparton, as well as Melbourne.
Very, very important work for the community.
That's right. I love my work. Yeah. I love helping people.
That's why you're able to do it even when you're sick. That's fully.
Oh, yes, commitment. I sure did. I was working, at the time I was sick, I was working at Berry Street in Melbourne. And so I was working with our young Aboriginal kids, visiting them in the residential care unit, and also supporting them at court.
And what options are there for First Nations women that's culturally safe?
I would suggest to our women is to also go to the Aboriginal Health Service all over Australia. Go to your own people if you know or you think you may have breast cancer or cancer of any kind. Go and see your own people to help you. Because being with your own people, you will feel better within yourself because you'll get all the help and also contact Breast Cancer Network Australia. They're just marvellous. They will help you in any way.
The option that you chose is suitable for all women, or they can select what options they need to follow through their doctor? Or
yes, I go to your doctor, and then they will refer you to the appropriate person that will suit you.
Yeah.
Because some of our people also don't like going to our own service, to Aboriginal service, because some family members, or they feel shame, so they prefer to go, some of them do prefer to go mainstream. So what I would suggest then is go to the person where you feel safe and that you're going to feel right within yourself by speaking to the people who you're comfortable with.
So it could be mainstream or an Aboriginal health service.
Exactly, that is right. When something like this is diagnosed, you really need to be with the right person.
Coming back to your journey, did you have to, because you kept really your fitness levels, kept exercising, running, as you said, even with a sling, did you have to make any other lifestyle changes and the way you live your life?
Oh, no way. I haven't changed one bit, except I'm an eating machine. I'm eating, and that's the only way I've changed, by eating all the time.
But it doesn't look. I saw some videos. You don't look like someone who's.
I'm fatty buffer.
But where does that food go?
I do. I ran 8Ks yesterday. Have a day off today because I'm a bit busy. So tomorrow I'm out running again. But Bertrand, I am running, swimming and biking. You know, I train up to 6 days a week.
Wow, that's even better than most people, much younger than yourself. Where do you get the energy and the inspiration to do all that?
I put the pressure.
Yeah.
I put a lot of pressure on myself because I want to feel good. I want to look good. But it's very hard to try and look good when you can't get your hair cut. Can't have your nails done. Try and chew yourself up the best you can.
And where do you run? Do you live in urban?
I live in the independent living units. It's a big complex.
Yeah.
We have our Aboriginal aged care facility.
Yeah.
And within the complex, we have independent living units. I run, you know, around the complex, but I also run, you know, out in the street. So I ran 8 yesterday. So I run down the street or all around Shepparton. If I'm going to do a 10, I'll run down towards the lake and turn around and come back again. And when I'm riding my bike, I just ride all around the complex. And our pool is open now, so that's good. And I did want to go swimming this week because I want to swim out in the cold. But unfortunately, because of COVID, it is closed. So I just got back on track with doing gym. And I thought, right, now this week I've got to get back into the water. So I want to swim. It's a 50-meter outside pool, and it's not heated.
Swimming in the cold, in cold water.
I love the cold. I have at least 2 cold showers a day. I love the cold water.
Wow, many many younger people wouldn't even get anywhere close to cold.
This is my challenge for this year.
Yeah.
Is to swim in the beach.
In winter.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. Now you're very fit and very, very tough on yourself and very high standards in terms of keeping.
Yes, that's me.
And now as we wrap up our conversation, what takeaway message would you like to send?
The most important message that I would like out to send out to Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal people, look after yourself. Check to see whether you have any lumps and bumps or anything on your body. Go to your specialist, go to either the Aboriginal Health Service or mainstream. Go to the people where you are comfortable, and they will help you. They will guide you to the right person to go to.
Auntie Pam Patterson, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Bertrand.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.